You remember Luke was a doctor too. Now, God never condemned him for being a doctor, but you remember he wrote the great stories of healing. It was surprising to him to see what God could do. And he was the one who wrote them. Former treatise of Theopius I have wrote to you and so forth like that. Jesus of Nazareth, what he all began to do and say. He knew what Jesus was. Now, people dying in the pew because they refuse the remedy. Now, it is a serious thing to refuse that. But how much more serious is it to refuse God's bomb? What is God's bomb? The Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
That's the cure for sin. You might refuse the toxin of the doctor, and you might go ahead and live an ordinary hour, week or two, or die and go on. You might do that. You might shorten your days. But if you refuse God's toxin, you'll die eternally. You'll be completely separated from God in mercy for eternity. So don't you never... Is there no bomb in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Then what's the matter with the daughter of my people that they can't believe in divine healing no more? Is it because it's not taught? No. Well, what's the matter then? What's the matter with the baptism of the Holy Ghost? To quit teaching it? No. God, did people get it? Yeah. Well, is it plenty of bomb? Whosoever will, let him come. Drink from the fountain, gushing fountain of the Holy Spirit. Calling whosoever will, physician, stand there to pass you to it. And why don't you come? Then God said, why? Why didn't you?